Happy Friday. This is the What's On Your Mind preview program. My name is Scott Hennon. Mark the Freedom Poet is here, the great educator on our Constitution who takes the reins of the program we call the Common Sense Club later today as well. And the two of us in this hour get an opportunity to meander through the news headlines, check the weather, and also give you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind, as well as the Common Sense Club, and just get you started for the day. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I think I'm slightly below average. I can't hear myself, but you know, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, this is a little inside baseball. When he can't hear himself, that means Scott, turn up my headphone volume.
Well, I have to say, as hard as I've been studying macroeconomics, you know, the big picture things, the international ebb and flow of stock markets and countries, and when I see the front page of the USA Today, the Motor City goes bust, a city that was once almost 2 million people has got
700,000 now.
78,000 empty buildings. It is upside down, and anybody that can put a smile on this one is seriously drinking Kool-Aid that's spiked.
I think there's a glaringly obvious reason why Detroit is in the position it is. We're going to talk about that a little bit today on the program What's On Your Mind. In fact, I have a pair of tickets for Scotty McCreery.
Cool.
Next Thursday at the State Fair for the person who unlocks the code of what I think is glaringly obvious on what is the reason behind Detroit.
You're going to let them pick the right answer.
I am, yeah.
And the first one that gets the right answer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
At least the answer according to yours truly here.
Right? And, you know, but the politics of the whole state, for the most part, has, you know, they've got a, has been pretty odd. Look what Minnesota's doing, how fast they're running off businesses. You know, the government has a role in this mess, too.
It does indeed. You know, maybe Fargo's not going to be far behind. I mean, obviously, it's a very different world. Thank you, Detroit to Fargo. But reading a story in the Fargo Forum today, headlined, Committee Wants New City Hall to Be Symbol of Fargo.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not sure I want a city hall to be the symbol of a city. Do you know what I mean? I know Stanley, North Dakota, is going through this right now, needs a new city hall. In the case of a lot of these oil patch communities, the city halls were equipped to handle the level of commerce that was happening pre-boom, right?
Right.
So they just need to be functional. And I think that's a good thing. You know, there's a project being discussed in Stanley where they would do the new city hall, but then they'd do apartments above it and retail and other things as well as part of it. Sort of a separate argument. I'm talking about the actual city hall itself, whether it be Stanley, whether it be Fargo. To me, it should be functional.
Not have a big dazzling facade that becomes the symbol, Sears Tower of Fargo or something.
Yeah, to me, a government building ought not be a symbol.
They have a golden dome or something with a buffalo on the top?
Maybe you could argue that, that's why state capitals sort of have a signature. I mean, you know, there's something to that, I guess you could say, but the U.S. Capitol is obviously beautiful, right? And the White House, but I don't know. I just think
maybe they could have a flood coming out of the roof.
A flood coming out of the roof? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, Fargo's fairly well known.
Oh, symbol of the Fargo,
just
I see.
Just kind of
a little flood motif.
Yeah. And some dazzling, aluminum in the background. Lights of all colors.
Former Fargo Mayor Bruce Furness, good guy, a man I respect greatly, said City Hall has to be an image. It's the image of the community. It's an image of the progressiveness that I think Fargo has. Members were nominated. They have this committee by the city commissioners, and Bruce Furness is the chair, and he co-chairs the committee with the current mayor, Dennis Wallacher. The group has until October 1st to pick a site. The project's budget is $8 million to $12 million, and several committee members said the current 24,000-square-foot city hall does not present an image of progressiveness. City staff members need about 40,000 square feet to work efficiently. The new building is expected to be 60,000 and 70,000, to be between 60,000 and 70,000 square feet. Now, does that seem strange to you at all?
I don't know.
It's 24,000 now, and we're surviving, right?
So they want to almost triple it.
And they say they need 40,000 to work efficiently, so they're going to build it between 60 and 70. We want to be a little above efficiently, or maybe that's for the future.
They probably want to have a big kind of a big common area where they can have tap dancing demonstrations and choirs.
Oh goodness. I don't know.
Yodeling contest.
I don't know if anybody else feels the same way I do about this, but it just
could we have the national yodeling contest in there to echo so nicely?
You think that'd be a good image of?
Well, it's beautiful if people could wear their Lederhosen and, you know, and we could have a nice prize.
Yeah, there you go.
The world yodeling champion. Wouldn't that do it?
Oh goodness. I know I married well because my wife answered the question from hour one. She said she's going to pass on the tickets, but she sent me a text with the correct answer.
Doesn't she like Scotty's deep, deep voice?
I didn't need her to answer to know that I married well. But
she's a smart lady.
It's just further proof that I married up, as we say. I don't know. City Hall's symbols, I'm not so sure. Aaron, who's producing for Chris today, has just given me a headline here. It says, the large hot air mass that settled over much of the state is expected to be pushed out by a couple of cold fronts. So there's our weather headline for today. There was a large hot air mass, all right.
Well, yeah.
Although it never did really hit the oil patch.
I think that Mr. Holder passed through.
Is that who that was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Yeah. Do you realize that in the Constitution it says people shouldn't be placed in double jeopardy?
Well, they must have forgotten that because they're gung-ho to...
And the trial by jury. See, the jury is supposed to be the fourth branch of government to keep oppressive tyrants at bay. But they didn't seem to read that part either. These guys totally don't care, do they?
No, that's tragic. That's awful, as a matter of fact. Another story that I'm ticked about is this Rolling Stone magazine putting this bomber on the front cover, and I saw a great response to it from some law enforcement officials
in Boston,
who just said, this is just, you know, to reopen these wounds of law enforcement. I mean, there was a police officer that died in that incident. I mean, it's just, and then the other thing, they said, look, you put this guy up there, all gussied up, if you will. Here's the bomber we saw, cowering in some boat.
Bleeding.
Yeah. You know.
And I saw a picture yesterday of two sons in this one family, each lost a leg. Can you imagine what a mother goes through to look at her two sons that were marathon capable with one leg each? It's just insane.
It is. Absolutely is. All right, anything else in the way of news headlines? It's kind of a fun story in the front page of the Forum about a purse snatcher. Didn't purse snatching go out like a couple decades ago? You don't hear much about purse snatching anymore, do you?
Well, I think with the pepper spray and the loud, the loud bell whistles and being able to take photo shots on everybody's phone and, you know.
I know somebody who actually witnessed this.
And the drones, too, are always there.
And helped out.
You do?
Yeah. Saw the woman running after the... the thug, and then joined in and helped out. So
pretty
neat, huh?
That is neat. I always think it's fun to be kind of rough on bad guys. I've had a few. I used to be a bouncer, so and that was.
Is it a good deterrent when you're rough on them?
It's a righteous indignation, you know, when they do something really.
Do you rarely see them again?
Never again.
Is that right?
No.
So what is it?
Once you throw somebody out of a place. And see, in Texas, they gave you great latitude. You were considered well within your stand your ground rights, so when somebody would come up and accost a waitress or something, they would go out the door. And we could take our liberties.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it works.
It works, and they don't bother us anymore.
Very good. Glad to hear it. State Fair starts today. Steve Bockett is going to be there. We'll tell you about that here on the... What's on your mind preview segment of this hour. And Mark's back with sports at the bottom of the hour. Anything else on the news headlines that caught your attention? Want to cover today on the program?
Nothing. It's just the ongoing stuff. Of course, I am totally captivated about the sports segment today because of the my favorite golf tournament. But that'll be in the sports segment.
All right, that'll be coming up here momentarily as well, and we'll tackle that for you today on the program. And some other news, awful tragic story about that youngster falling off a tractor. Did you see that?
Oh.
1-year-old boy died near Cayuga, North Dakota, after falling from a moving tractor. 7:41 Wednesday night.
Wanted to be with daddy. Hoofta.
Yeah. Youngster riding along with his dad and a 4-year-old brother as well. Tough deal. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the program. We call the What's on Your Mind preview straight ahead. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Friday, we normally do Normal or Nuts Friday on the program. We'll tackle that today. Mike, Fairfood. Is Fairfood normal or nuts, do you think? That's one question I have. Steve Bach is actually going to be working the fair during the program today. He's judging the crazy food. So he'll have VIP access to all the crazy fair food. And we're going to lay out the buffet for you today on the program. And you can give each one a thumbs up or a thumbs down. What's the one with the gravy and the cheese curds? That's the one that won last year. I had it. It actually is not bad. I don't know if that's back or not. But anyway, that'll be our fun for today on the program. Look forward to that. The TSA searched a valet parked car at an airport of an innocent American without warning. You got a problem with that? Is that normal or is that nuts? People from all over America are asking North Dakota to pay their bills. Is that normal or is that nuts? Detroit is bankrupt. Is that normal or is that nuts? Fargo wants a new city hall to be a showcase, symbol of the Fargo. Should that be a goal for us on the way of city projects, whatever community you live in? Do you want the city hall to be a symbol? And should it be this, you know, should it be, my goal would be functional. I'm happy with it being functional, but I want to get your take on that. Steve, sounds like you're somewhere amidst the Midway or something.
Well, I'm in the state fairgrounds.
It's a little early for folks to be at the fairgrounds at this hour, isn't it? Doesn't really get cranked until
late. It's quiet. A lot of the ag people are out, though.
Of course they are. They were up before the crack of dawn.
Well, yeah. I heard roosters crowing very early this morning.
So today on the program, the real normal or nuts question will be fair food, normal or nuts. And you're going to actually bring us on a sort of like a radio buffet, right?
Yeah, and then actually food buffet today. They get to judge the food frenzy contest at 10 o'clock.
So we'll be like participants helping you judge, but you'll have to sort of, obviously we can't taste it, but we can get a sense of it. Now, what's the one that won last year again, the cheese curds and the gravy?
The poontang, which was the gravy-covered french fries with cheese curds, deep-fried cheese curds.
Okay, one more time, gravy?
Fries and gravy with cheese curds in it.
Oh yeah, fries and gravy. That's it. Okay, and then but there's cheese curds like on the. I think I had this last year. That is.
It was delicious. Yeah, probably more than I should have.
The gravy really does it, as I recall.
Well, you know, the key to fries and gravy is the gravy.
Always.
A lot of people like the chicken gravy, but I'm a beef gravy guy when it comes to fries and gravy.
I think Bismarck gets
cheese
the
curds.
Bismarck gets the prize on fries and gravy locations. I can think of two, Big Boy and the Rockin' 50s.
You know what? I will take the old Big Sioux truck stop in Grand Forks.
There you go. It's been a lot of years, but you're right. That's another dandy.
And anybody that attended UND knows exactly what I'm talking about at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And that's the nice thing about that is year-round. You don't have to wait for the state fair for that fries and gravy.
Exactly. You know, I want to go back to something on that, the Fargo City Hall being a showpiece. And doesn't it seem right now that Fargo's got bigger issues than making their City Hall pretty, considering they have flood issues they're trying to deal with?
Yeah, this City Hall thing has been a nemesis for a while. People have really, been belly aching about it for a long time. I don't know if you've been to City Hall in Fargo, but there's an addition that was put on between the Civic Center and the actual City Hall. And so the mayor's office is very nice, and there's a nice little annexation. The oldest part of it, where a majority of the city offices are, is, I think it's about, I don't know the date they built it, but it's been around for a lot of years. And so they have sort of been hand-wringing for some time about doing this. And, of course, it is down by the flood-prone area of downtown, right on the edge of the community. So they've been bellyaching about this for a while. But
is it pretty? No. Is it functional? Yes.
I think it is. You know, I don't think it's the end of the world at all, and I don't.
Have they outgrown it yet? No. Maybe this is apples to oranges, but I kind of I kind of lump it in the same ilk as Grand Forks when the Alaris Center was being put in, when Grand Forks didn't have permanent flood protection. You need to prioritize. I think staying dry is more important than having some sort of a showpiece.
I don't disagree with you. I think functional ought to be the goal, and you know, usability and everything
dry
else
should be the goal.
Dry is dry for the whole city. Yeah,
more important.
Yeah.
Instead of spending taxpayer dollars on a city hall, I think it's a little bit more important to take care of the flood mitigation issues.
One emailer says that. One emailer
said, especially when we have former partners in the project like Morehead that look like they're bailing out.
One emailer here says, can they combine a new city hall with a dike to prevent flooding? That's actually been discussed to do some sort of, you know, on stilts or, you know, incorporated into a new earthen dike down there. I've heard that idea before bandied about.
Well, you know, it goes back to that global warming issue. I'm a firm believer. I don't think the Red River Valley is going to exist in 150 years.
Well, that's kind of
coming
a scary
out of an ice age. There used to be a great big lake there. I don't think you're going to deal with those flooding issues if Lake Agassiz comes back. Maybe it should be built on stilts.
I know this. We won't be here to see it. So,
I won't.
If that comes to pass, then it will not be our worry. It'll be a burden for another generation to deal with. Detroit broke. What do you think of that?
Having spent much time in Michigan and having properties there, yeah, I knew that was coming. Not the best scenario. I mean, they're taking out city blocks and putting it back into agriculture land. You can buy a pretty nice house in Detroit for a dollar. You just have to live in it.
Seriously. Oh, you got to live in it. Darn it, anyway.
They want properties on the tax rolls. That's all they care about. They want properties on the tax rolls.
It's a sad state of affairs, for sure. And we're going to talk about this today. We have a little contest that Steve and I are planning on the program because we both agree, so we can't call each other normal or nuts because you can decide whether we're normal or nuts, but we're both on the same page on this one. There is a very obvious reason for Detroit's demise, and we're going to let you try and crack the code on that today. And if you do, we'll give you a pair of tickets to see Scotty McCreary.
Well, I was out of state for 7 years. And when I moved back to North Dakota because it's home, I told people that the last two states I'd lived in were bankrupt.
And yeah, you're kind of a black cloud there, fella. All right, more What's On Your Mind coming up straight ahead, folks. Stay tuned. Sports next.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's been way too long since I spoke my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope you will listen. Oh, you're my sanctuary. If I will be chosen to the wilderness, I roam. But there I found no shelter. Like a prodigal child, I've come back home to my sanctuary.
Good morning, folks. 28 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:32. Temperatures around the region suggest it's summer. 68 in Fargo already, 64 in Bismarck, 63 Tioga, Minot 66, Grand Forks 68 at this hour. Bemidji, 66, Jamestown, 68, Williston, 66 degrees. But we won't have that oppressive heat. It was hot yesterday. I mean, I can't imagine anybody having to, you know, were you and I having that discussion about how many people work outside, or was that Steve and I? I can't remember that, Mark. But what percentage of people do you think work outside?
All of the farmers.
All the farmers.
What about all the road crews? So many of them. Construction, you know, we got
any road construction and or construction.
You know,
just home builders.
But I think I feel worse for the guys working on roofs in the winter and the blizzards than it's.
But I would guess it's less than what 20% maybe that work outside. It's got to be a small percentage of people.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
But anyway, the day like yesterday. I mean, I worked in the air conditioning comfort most of the time and went out for a couple meetings or whatever, and you just sort of walk from car to building and go, oof.
Did you actually say that?
I did. Oof.
Well.
You know, so I...
That's exuberant.
Can't imagine that it isn't extraordinarily difficult to muddle through a day like that in the weather. But anyway, more on the weather coming up here in a little bit, and it is going to be...
I remember throwing hay bales 100 degrees.
Only 80 degrees today.
So it was 100 degrees up by Drayton, and I got sunstroked. I was 16 years old throwing green alfalfa bales by Drayton.
How do you recognize sunstroke?
I got chills, cold, and I actually blacked out.
Did you really?
Yeah, and extremely cold. And shook, and I was kind of worried for a while. I felt pretty puny for a few days.
What do you do, drink and...
drank a lot of water and got out of the sun. Those green alfalfa bales were heavy, and I was just a youth.
Mr. Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet, is here with that soothing voice of yours. You belong on the radio. You know that, don't you?
Well, thank you for saying so.
Yeah. You're fun to listen to.
How kind.
You have
kind of been doing, you know, this is sort of a new gig for me. I'm almost 100 years old, and this is my third month of being kind of a host of something.
Yeah. Mark has assumed the Common Sense Club chairmanship and doing a fine job of it. And a regular, you've been a educator / performer of note for many, many years.
Yeah.
You and I met on the Tea Party trail.
I loved doing speeches. I was a pastor. I preached every Sunday, you know, but a 15, 20, 30-minute sermon is a lot different than being on the air live for 3 hours with a whole range of guests. You know, like I had this guy that wrote the Sage Brush Rebellion about Ronald Reagan. Well, I had to read his book, you know, and it's 300-400 pages, and then I had amazing Steve Forbes on. Well, I had to really go to work. I wanted to be worthy of an interview with that great man. You know, this is hard work, Scott. I admire what you've been doing all these years, and you've got most of your hair and sanity. You know, this is really a challenging job.
It's fun because there's just such a sense of community. You have really a real wonderful opportunity to have a conversation with folks.
And people here are generally kind. Even, you know, had some people that ask really provoking questions. They might even be angry with our point of view, but there's some civility, you know. It's not too much screaming.
No, it's fun. It is fun. And we value each and every one of you listening. You are integral to this. Our advertisers are extraordinarily important. And spread the word.
Yeah, we're on a mission. You know, it's really... The reason I like working for this station is it's committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, defending those four quadrants underneath the umbrella, the tent of our Freedom Club, which we're continuing to promote and expand. And I want to bring in a major player. You know, my request is please bring in Michelle for the grand kickoff of the Freedom Club, you know.
And Michelle Bachmann.
I want Michelle Bachmann to come and be the temporary or the honorary chairman or president of the Freedom Club, you know.
Well, she has long held the mantle as the chair of the Common Sense Club caucus in the United States Congress. So now that she's leaving Congress, she needs a new role.
And I think that we can just focus on repealing the IRS. I loved what Steve Ford said. IRS equals RIP. 6 million pages of madness needs to go away. We need to simplify the code. And of course, he's pushing for a national sales tax with some really important exemptions, and a flat tax, a percentage for business and people, and then, like I say, big exemptions. And then there's the national sales tax people too. But either way, most of the IRS goes away. And certainly, they can't be dishing out favor and hostility towards their enemies. You know, it's been a political weapon of the abomination regime against good people.
Anyway, we digress a little bit, but it's fun.
Me too. If this is sports, I'm sorry.
We'll talk sports, and then we'll come back, and you can tell me what we're going to talk about in the Common Sense Club today, okay? So, no Twins last night to talk about. Although
no.
I forgot this, but the Twins are getting ready for their own All-Star game next year.
Yeah, and the All-Star game has become such a gigantic week-long celebration of baseball. It's unbelievable, a national sport of ours. And they're feeling the crunch. You know, they've got a challenge. They have bit off of one fellow that's one of the leaders says, I'm working on this every day. His name is Hoy. Every day, and some days we don't have enough time to get ready for all of the details and challenges of hosting the All-Star game next year.
A year out.
And, of course, now they're saying that the Twins aren't much better than the two prior years where we lost 99 games and 96 games. You know, now they're behind by 12 games at the All-Star break.
You sound like you're pushing back on that assertion.
I am. They beat the Yankees 2 in a row. I mean, my gosh. Right now they're the best team in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, you know, I haven't had breakfast yet.
British Open, how are we doing there? Round 2.
Oh,
Tiger kind of on the march, huh?
He is. Phil Mickelson. It is really dramatic. You know how much I like Zach Johnson, the guy that won the Masters, this neat Christian guy from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Somebody asked him how he's able to keep his head together at the Masters the year he won. He says, I just walked with Jesus. It was Easter, and he won. And last week, he lost a tournament by one stroke in a playoff, but he is leading the British Open. Zach Johnson shoots a 500 par to lead. Both Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods are within striking distance. They're only two behind. And we've got... so that's exciting. So the second round is today. They're saying that the putting greens are just radical. It's very hot there. Tiger putted right off the green, past the flag, and past the green. One of the golfers said the green was so fast they should put a big clown windmill up on it, like miniature golf. And so there was some disgruntledness by some of the guys that were seven back and, you know, that really floundered. Oh, Luke Donald got an 80. You know, he was second in the world there for a while. And Rory McIlroy, plus seven, floundering, you know, stumbling. He was number one in the world just 12 months ago. And the Tiger sees that back. Another golf story, Fargo's Carlson, Bill Carlson. There's a neat, the North Dakota GA Match Play Championship is going on in Bismarck. They had a qualifying round. The top 32 get to play. Last year's champ, Dwayne Wages, gets a bye. So
I know Dwayne.
And he's the champ. He's so his first round, he gets to play number 32 qualifier, Ozzie Nord. Bill Carlson gets to play the number 3 qualifier, Bradley Maher. And, you know, then it's 16, then 8, then 4, then 2. And so this is a very neat head-to-head kind of a format match play. So good luck to both those guys, all 32, because that means of all the players in North Dakota, the 32 best, at least at, and of course, we got racing return to North Dakota Horse Park today. Got a big weekend.
Have you been there before?
I haven't, but I have to say I love horse racing.
It's fun. You do a nice job.
Yep, they got all 3 days. They got all
Have
three
you been
days.
Known to wager on a horse every now and then?
Everything I've done in my life, I've gone through a point in my life where I my motto for a while was everything worth doing is worth overdoing. You know, I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day and was able to quit smoking.
Quite a motto. It's a good thing you're still standing.
Well, it is. It's a miracle. Several miracles.
Yeah.
Several miracles. So I evade
funny,
your question.
We might have been separated at birth because I had friends of mine in my youth that said that my name should be In Excess.
Well, I've settled down a great deal.
I have
a
as well.
Great deal.
Yeah.
But no,
we both take better care of each other. How much did you run this morning?
I just ran like a madman for a half a mile and without pain, which, you know, I've had knee surgery. We've got 2 flat feet, orthotics. I'm going to be 68. You know, I got some challenges.
But obviously not. You're out there running like a madman.
Well, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was a youth.
See?
And I think it was so cool this morning. You know, I was out wandering around, went for a walk in 94 degrees the other day, and I felt kind of subdued when it was done.
All right, so anything else on sports?
Nah, but the Twins are going to beat Cleveland tonight. Right. I predict 15-1.
There you go. And the Red Hawks are gone until next week.
But they lost it last night, but they've been on a hot streak, and then they're going to come back and play St. Paul. This is two really fun teams. Red Hawks are red hot. We're going to go give away another ticket or two for them in the next few months. I think they've got 40-some games left.
Tuesday through Sunday, they're home next week. So
yep.
Put that on your docket. All right, Common Sense Club. You're chatting with folks from the Manhattan Institute about Obamacare and affordability today.
Yeah, really, really good expertise about them. I've got one of my favorite guests, Leon Francis, going to be on with me. And he sheds such an interesting and an unbiased light. You can't accuse him of being a racist, you know, because he's a Louisianan, dark-toned American. He didn't want me to call him an African American because he's not from Africa, but right now with the whole nonsense, the Trayvon Martin thing, and all of the stuff going on there, it's nice to talk to an honest man of a black man that's honest about this. And but he's interesting. He's got a compelling way and he's also the president of the Tea Party Caucus for North Dakota. Then we'll have Founders Friday. We're going to look at an amazing relationship between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Don't miss Founders Friday today, folks. We'll learn a bunch, as we always do. Thank you, Mark. Weather next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beedlesbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products,
like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Okay, we've had a fun week this week with the folks taking in the webinar for Obamacare 101, and there is one webinar left. It's actually a Saturday edition of the program, so if you've just not been able to squeeze it in this week, during the week, and want to take it in tomorrow afternoon, go to DaveRacer.com, and the cost right now is a goose egg. That's right. So it's a great deal, Obamacare 101. And Dave Racer, who literally wrote the book on great health care, a Minnesota guy, real common sense, just knows it inside and out, said, hey, I really want to do these webinars so that I can, number one, gauge where the questions are from folks, what they're most concerned about Obamacare. And then when he co-hosts with Mark Scogarbo on the Common Sense Club, can better, you know, be informed as to what issues you want discussed. But the nice thing about a webinar is you really get, you know, number one, it's one topic, and number two, it's interactive as well. So it's radio with pictures, sort of, but very interactive. So anyway, one final one tomorrow, and can't beat a deal like that. Can't beat free, can you? DaveRacer.com. If you want to take a 90 minutes on a Saturday and just inform yourself, immerse yourself in something that could have enormous impacts on your life, the future of healthcare in this country, and knowing it from an expert's perspective, asking your questions, trust me, you'll enjoy it. Let's tell you about the weather here. It is, I guess, technically the large hot air mass that was putting much of the state in a heat wave. We didn't see much of it in the oil patch. It stayed pretty cool. We didn't get that, you know, heat index or any of that, but it's pushing out. A couple of cold fronts coming in, so it's moving out, and we'll have more normal summer temps. I mean, summer's hot, so that's right. But if you like cooler, less muggy weather, then you'll like the next couple of days. All right? So the heat advisories of the James River and the Southern Red River Valley will be gone. And cooler, drier air is on the way. In fact, we might even see some 50s at night. Yeah, 54 in Fargo tonight. It'll be 55 in Minot, 52 in Tioga and Stanley. Here's the forecast. Straight up, we'll start with the Red River Valley, Fargo-Moorhead. Isolated showers and thunderstorms today, but that won't come until after 5. Mostly sunny, 82 today. Northwest wind 11 to 18, gust up there around 24. Tomorrow, well, first tonight, showers and thunderstorms isolated, partly cloudy, low around 54. North-northeast wind at 7 to 16, gust as high as 21. Just a 20% chance of precip tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny at a high near 72. Now, anybody that complained about the 90s, see what you get? A 20-degree drop. 72 for a high. Hello. North-east wind at 8 miles an hour. Chance of precip at 20%. Saturday night, some showers, some thunderstorms. After 8, partly cloudy, 54 for a low. Sunday, we're going to warm back up to 79. Partly sunny skies, but there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m. Sunday night, some showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low 64. Monday, again, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny at a high near 84. Oil patch, sunny today, high near 78. Nice. West wind at 9 to 11. No rain precip at all in the forecast. Tonight, however, there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, low 52 tonight. With a north wind 6 to 8 miles an hour becoming east after midnight. Chance of precip at 30%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. East wind at around 7 miles an hour. Did I tell you tomorrow? I'm jumping ahead here. Sorry. Saturday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1. Partly sunny, 71 tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55. Sunday, sunny, high near 83. Southeast wind at 6 to 13. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 60. And then Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Really looks pretty nice in the oil patch. And we've had a lot of showers and high winds dominating a lot of the weekend activity in the patch. And this weekend, other than a scattered shower or two tonight and a slight chance of showers tomorrow, today through Monday, looks just pitch perfect for you to work away, as you always do, especially in oil patch, hardest working place in America, I think. Or put your feet up and enjoy the weekend a little bit. Steve Bakken and I will crank up What's on Your Mind right around the corner. We have lots of state fair stuff to talk to you about. In fact, we'll talk with the state fair manager. We'll talk about what's new, what to expect. Have you been to the fair? Have you been to the state fair before? And if not, why not? And let us know and tell us on the program today. We're also going to talk about fair food. Is that normal? Is that nuts? Steve is going to be judging the most unique fair food. So we'll, if you're headed to the fair, we'll give you a little preview of that on the program today. And we're going to talk about Detroit. We're going to talk about a push for a symbol of Fargo as a city hall, whether that's a good idea. Do you want your city hall to be a symbol wherever you live? I'm going to talk about that and much more, all coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind with your calls at 800-228-0550. Straight ahead.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.